tonight, after we got all of our students home roughly around 8:30, which was our first and foremost priority at that time, was to get kids home safely. Then we began to assess school and school closures, and we decided as a district to go ahead and close schools for tomorrow. You know, we have so many faculty members, students, families, community members whose lives have really been turned upside down tonight. And as I drove through the Wheeler Ridge, the Tiffany Park area, it was a sight. It was not one I wanted to see, and I saw people hurt. And with the electricity being turned off and really out for that side of town, it was going to affect so many people. We have so many people displaced. It was going to affect roughly 8-9 schools. And so with our rural routes and with the potential of rain, those dirt roads are already washed out, and we would be very hard-pressed to get our buses into those rural route areas, and we don't want to put anybody at risk and at danger. The ground is saturated. If it rains anymore, we're going to have potential more flooding, and we just want to err on the side of precaution and make for sure that everyone is safe first. And getting to school and tomorrow is not the top priority of our district. Tomorrow's top priority is making sure everybody is safe. Pray for the families that were affected by this tornado, and we'll deal with the other part at a different time.
Will there be a makeup day?
That's what we'll talk about tomorrow. I know the mayor, I was told a while ago, has declared this a disaster. We'll contact TEA tomorrow and see what we need to do about putting in for a waiver for tomorrow because of this. TEA does grant waivers for things like this, emergencies like this one. And so we'll be in contact tomorrow with TEA in order to get our waiver put in to the state of Texas.